Jeff, what is the rule on Justin Gage's catch on the sideline? Is it a whole foot, a toe?
Yeah, it's the action. You know, I got word from upstairs that his toes were down first, and then the heels came down out of bounds. Kind of unusual circumstances, because most of the time when you're going out of bounds, the heel's trailing, so he's facing the field. So the toes came down, and the heels came down out of bounds, and I got word that the toes were down, so obviously it was worth the discussion, but it is clear I hadn't seen that. I mean, I was aware of the rule, but I didn't know how they ruled it. So, you know, I challenged it, and obviously they explained to me that it's a continuing action, toes down, heels down. So if the heel ends up out of bounds, then it's a...
Is that normal for them to allow you to pick up the challenge flag?
Yes.
The challenge you did follow through on seemed a little hopeful. Was it that was such a big moment?
It was critical, yeah. And at the time, they were hustling up, and I couldn't get confirmation. They weren't sure. The Jumbotron feed that I saw, there I thought there might be a chance. And so at that time, it was critical field position. So I went ahead. That's what it's for. That's what replay's for. You know, I've had a lot of challenges over the years where I knew they were slam dunk challenges. This one I wasn't quite sure, but it was obviously worth the risk.
Have you seen the replay to let you know whether the Chris Carr calls were correct calls or are you still?
Yeah, I mean, I commented on it last night. I mean, you know, there's, you know, I guess it's just a matter of opinion. But, you know, again, it didn't come down. Jeff Lambert is one of the better back judges and edit, and there was contact. And they refer to it, you know, as the league does sometimes, just kind of the chicken fight, you know, just the hand fighting thing. And you know, oftentimes that stuff is allowed to slide, but apparently yesterday it wasn't.
What stood out after watching game film?
Can you be more specific?
What stood out?
We got beat. Not to be sarcastic, but we didn't play well. We got beat by a good football team. We got beaten. And we didn't play well offensively or defensively, and we broke even special teams wise. That's the bottom line.
What's the ideal counter when somebody's getting in a rhythm with the short stuff like they were, and maybe a little bit of pump fake one direction and go and all that stuff? What ideal would you like to have seen or like to have done to counter that?
Well, I'm not going to go into the specifics of our game plans and adjustments for because there's a possibility, hopefully the possibility we play them again. But, I mean, we need to play better. You know, what happens on one side of the ball obviously is going to have an impact on the other side of the ball. And running backs run the wrong courses and, you know, turnovers and, you know, different things. Our inability to take advantage of a couple turnovers early and then stay on the field, et cetera, that obviously contributed. Our feeling was this going in this ballgame. The Jets had outscored their opponents in the first half. The Jets were scoring about 19 points a game going into our game in the first half and about 10 in the second. And our hope was to hold the scoring down going into halftime. That's, in fact, what we did. Feeling that we get things going second half and make plays and find a way to win a game against a team that was obviously clearly fresher than we were because of their weekend off. And then we come out in the first series and turn the ball over to them. And then it was downhill from there. Simple. It slipped away from us, and we've moved on. We've moved on. We finished meetings. We installed a game plan for Detroit. We just finished a walkthrough. Somewhat of a healthy team and a team that has put this behind them just like we put wins behind us. And we're moving forward and doing our best to get focused in a very short period of time for the next opponent.
You may be at a point in time where you're still trying to figure out how best to use Chris at this stage of the year and how much he's got.
No, not necessarily. I mean, Chris is playing well. He's not, I mean, as a young player, as a first-year player, he's not tiring out. He's not wearing down. We have to reestablish, however, you know, that the running portion of our offense, and obviously get some things corrected in the defense against the run, which isn't particularly going to be that easy against this group because even though statistically they may not be ranked there, they're very well equipped to stop the run and to run the football. Our inability to run the football obviously led to, you know, a number of things in the ball game, and then of course by the fact that we gave up points and had to get in catch-up mode, we had to abandon it.
But how many snaps did Kyle play yesterday, and how did he hold up?
I can't tell you how many he played, but I can tell you he held up fine.
How do you turn a whole week, a regular work week, into a short one? I mean, you said you had meetings today, you practice hard, you do things on Wednesday to try to make best use of your time?
Yeah, basically, this is technically a Thursday for us, but we're installing Wednesday's installation. Tomorrow we will combine Thursday and half of Friday's, and then Wednesday we will combine a Friday and a Saturday installation, if you can follow that. So, and we made it very clear to the players, they understand what's coming, and we're going to meet tonight, we're going to have dinner together, and we're going to sleep in the morning and rest and recover and come in and put a full day of work in tomorrow.
What's the biggest challenge now, all that, trying to put all that into a short week, or the body still being sore?
Well, I think the overcoming the physical issues become at this point more of a mental, it's a mental game, and we're preparing them for that, and they've done a good job taking care of themselves. The football things are probably most critical. It's going to require, the ultimate level of focus because you're not doing things at full speed. So backups have to watch a walkthrough, and it's different. But, both teams are dealing with the same thing. And as of 2 weeks ago, you see Thursday night games, and that's the issue. That's the challenge. It's a short week, and you have to find a way to prepare.
Is there any thought to moving Brandon into the first two because of his production recently, or is he ideally suited for what
he's doing? Yeah, he's rotating, and he's playing, in third down situations, but he's getting plenty of work, and he's been productive in making plays, but so have the others, and it just so happens that over the last few weeks, the opportunities for us have been more inside than outside.
You've been so team-oriented the whole way. How disappointing were Lindell's comments?
Here's the chain of events. I'm a little disappointed in that he expressed himself, which they're entitled to do, as his frustration, the loss, and those kind of things, before he came to me. He came to me after. He visited with you people, and we got things settled, and we moved on. It's just there's this element of frustration when you're losing and not playing, and we had 49 offensive snaps yesterday, and we're scrambling around trying to make plays, and it's just one of those things that happened. But it's, we've cleared the air, everything's fine, and we moved on from it.
When he came to you, what did he voice to you? Frustration.
We have cleared the air. We have an understanding, and again, it's not the first time we've had a player frustrated over something. Not only frustrated over what happened in the ball game, because we all were, but also slightly, I think, regretful for speaking his opinion and the timing and the manner in which he did, having an opportunity to think about it. He regrets what he did, and then this, obviously, he puts the team first and just was frustrated. So we've moved on.
Why has it not been used more? I know yesterday was the first game, but it's been several games.
Well, it's the different things we're seeing defensively. The thought that we might be able to attack a defense a little differently, more on the perimeter rather than the inside running game. But it's clearly now at this point in the season that one of the things that we need to do is get back to that. It's time now to get back to the running game. And if you look back at what we've done on Thursday short weeks, you see that's and it's no secret. I mean, that's what Detroit's going to try to do also. But you have to establish a run.
After his drop and Chris's drop, did you ask her, Coach Miner, maybe to throw to them or talk them through?
I'm not going to go into specifics as to what I asked and what I didn't ask. Those are scheme things. Those are competitive issues.
Was there some sort of altercation or exchange between you and Coach Miner?
Again, there was stuff that took place on the sideline. Yeah, it's over. Everything's fine. Okay.
Will you be disciplined for that?
I'm not going to comment any further on it. All I'll say it's behind us, then we're moving along.
Thursday.
I would say there's probably a pretty good chance. Yeah.
How did Hawkins do in the return game?
It was his first attempt. I'd like to think that with experience now he'll get better. He handled the ball well. The kickoff return schemes are designed, and they have reads and those different things. I think with another week under his belt, I think he'll get better at it.
Were there times you maybe wanted him to try to use the more of the field, or was he supposed to be just?
It's difficult when you first start doing it to catch the ball and run fast and read your keys. It's a difficult thing, especially when your keys change. And people switch, and people block early and take it late and get out of their lanes. But I think with experience, he'll get better at it.
Better to keep them back there by himself. Do you substitute them so you have to mix in with another player?
Am I going to use multiple players there?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to go in. nothing to go into that.
The other things the Jets did that you suspect other teams will try was a lot of what they had success with against you, kind of tailored to who they are and what they do.
Well, I think clearly they're very talented up front on the offensive line. They got skilled players and they have two solid running backs and a quarterback that can put them in position. We didn't play particularly well in a lot of different situations. You know, we had guys cut on the backside of runs and missed tackles, and just we didn't play well. It was an afternoon where sometimes you go through a game, you have a couple players that you can look back and say, well, they could have played a little better. We had about 40 of them, we could say that. It was one of those days. We got beat, and we got it corrected, and we're moving on.
Javon's change of direction to react to the shovel pass and force the fumble, maybe about as nice of an instinctive play as he's made since he's been back?
Well, I think he was prepared and focused. I think he recognized the formation and anticipated the play, and that's what he's there for. In a shovel pass, you don't block the end. There's nobody on. And when you don't block the end, something's up. And he responded well.
You have enough time in a short week to get the time on the pool. I know tough air's going to work.
I thought things went well Saturday night and early into Sunday as far as getting tired, ready to go. He's got a tremendous amount of experience, and it's just a matter of us relating our terminology to the dozens of other systems that he's played in. So we'll have him ready. Obviously he went on the field for a play, and we were prepared. Jim had quite a lengthy list, if you will, of things that we thought he could go in and execute.
When Chris Hope wasn't able to bring down Leon Washington on this long touchdown line, it looked as if he was indecisive on how he wanted to bring it down. Is that what you saw on tape, or was it something else?
No, it was an angle. Chris's angle wasn't as good as it could have been, but that ball shouldn't have bounced out where it bounced out. It was a mistake. The breakdown took place up front.
You think you got a chance to get Nick back, and is Chris still first?
I haven't ruled anybody out for this week. Robbie has the participation, the projected participation report.
Do you find that somewhat humorous that you're asking you that?
No, I think it's a little subjective, but both teams are asked to do it, so that's a good thing.
What stands out about the Lions when you watch them? Is there some pressure to go to playing a team that's winless?
No, this is more about us than them. As I said, they can run it. They're very well equipped to run it. The receivers average about 20 yards of reception, or catch rather, and I think with more time in the offense, the Culpepper will become more and more productive. So they played some close games. They scored a lot of points, and it's not going to be easy, especially on a short week.
Have the team defended you this season? Has that at all stopped having Chris Johnson and Wendell Lightman good at the same time? Is it more just not important what the offense is?
Putting them both on the field at the same time?
Yes.
We've done that on occasion. I guess we're going to do it more, or
not doing it as much, but more successful.
If you look around the league, on a rare occasion, will a team put two tailbacks on the field at the same time?